We provide insight into the ever-evolving landscape of telecom technology and policy, serving as your essential guide into the world of telecom trends and advancements, bridging the gap between technology policy and the people at the heart of it all.
This is CART, the podcast.
Independent operators don't usually get the benefits of scale. CCSA changes that. At Connect, members walk into a room full of peers who are not competitors, who are open, direct, and willing to share what actually works. That creates a powerful collective brain trust you simply cannot build on your own. Through CCSA, small BDUs gain access to content deals, technology partnerships, and customer experience tools that let them compete with national carriers on equal footing. CCSA is not just hosting a conference. It is actively engineering a fairer market, amplifying the voice of independents, and giving members the leverage, insight, and partnerships they need to grow while staying deeply rooted in their local communities.
Thank you for joining us here in beautiful Victoria, BC for Connect 2025.
If you are an independent operator, the CCSA Connect Conference is more than just an event. It's a critical lifeline. It serves as one of the best networking events for small operators because the structure of the membership creates a total win for everybody. Attendees are typically not competitors due to their exclusive territories, allowing for complete transparency in sharing challenges and best practices. Let's explore how this collective strength is leveraged to advocate for a fair and level playing field against larger entities while keeping the focus firmly on the local community. Let's hear from Roxanne DeRoche of Cochrane Telecom Services and other CCA members on the networking and collaboration opportunities at this annual event.
I think some of the key benefits that I get from the CCSA conference is the collaboration from all of the other members. It's always nice to hear what works for them, what doesn't work for them, and share some of our stories, because ultimately we're all looking to create the best customer experience.
My name is Ian Stevens. I'm CEO at ExecuLink Telecom. It's a spot where we can exchange ideas and, you know, share best practices or things we're trying with colleagues in the same industry that are really not your competitor, trying to achieve the same objective and willing to share ideas. That's the invaluable part, is you build these relationships and you get an idea from over here and you piece it together and you go back and you get your own ideas and you push stuff forward. So it's where you get out of your business and stop working on it and working in it, and now you can, today we're working on it.
My name is Marco Gonzalez. I work for CCAP. I am the Director of Operations. I've been with CCAP for the last 18 years. When you are at a great location that they choose every single year and that you have different activities, you spend time with these people, you get to know them. So you get to build a really, really good relationship. So for me, it was to know the environment of telecommunications on a broader view, and as well as to know exactly what everybody is doing, what the best practices are, the challenges that they have in their markets. So we don't really have the same challenges as someone that is in Ontario per se or here in British Columbia, but it's all the same. It's so good to know that we are not having a problem that is only specific for us, but instead of what are they doing and what can we learn and apply to our context.
If you could start by telling me your name and your position and your company.
Michael Hawks, I'm the general manager, Mitchell Seaforth Cable TV, also known as MSC TV. I am also a member of the CRC, which is the contracts board at CCSA, and also the technical committee.
I think some foundational pillars from a CCSA standpoint is looking after every single member and making sure that any of the contracts or any of the technical related elements to those contracts
they're able to facilitate those based off of the equipment that they may be running in their head end, whether that's something that's 10 years old or something that's just launched this year. So it has to cover a wide spectrum. CCSA also allows us to do single point billing with our members. And that right there is the biggest time saver I think anybody will ever mention. We're just able to basically send out our accounts and basically they send us an invoice. And they do this for over 100 members. I'd say if you're not a CCSA member, it's time for you to join CCSA and join this amazing group of people that support all these other members here. And from every interaction that I've ever had, they're insightful, educational, and they get you the answer quick.
To build an environment and shape it with the policy and the regulations that will influence a competitive environment for our members and everybody else within the broadcasting sector, I think that's critical because we have to have an environment that's sustainable for, you know, the next decade and beyond.
Just as CCSA CEO Sherry Somerville notes, the association is focused on creating a sustainable business environment for all its members. A core advantage of CCSA membership is the ability to leverage collective scale in technology partnerships and content negotiations. On their own, small operators struggle to secure direct deals with major streaming services, many of which simply are not interested in talking to anyone with fewer than a million subscribers. Through CCSA, members gain access to strategic partnerships with technology providers that enable re-aggregation and a seamless customer experience, allowing smaller BDUs to compete credibly with larger carriers on video offerings. Let's hear how CCSA members are competing on content and experience by using smart partnerships to level the playing field.
So it strikes me that your company is in a very interesting space in the overall ecosystem. Please tell me your name, your position, your company, and essentially your role.
Perfect. My name is Alessio Cicchelli. I'm with Adara Technologies. Adara is a managed service and solutions provider, and we manage video platforms, our IPTV platforms, legacy platforms, and we're also making a transition and engaging with the broadband side. So we're taking all of our core competency on the managed services side on video, and we're transitioning over to broadband.
Describe for me your membership and how long the company goes back in CCSA, as well as your participation as far as conferences over the years.
We've been around for over 15, 16 years, always been a partner of CCSA. I love understanding their challenges. And what we do at Adara is trying to take away some of those challenges and just make it very easy to compete in this realm. It's that local feel, that local presence, that community that really attracts us at Adara to help our customers out. So being partnered with the CCSA, it makes perfect sense. I want the little guy to come on top. I want the little guy to be able to have, you know, the same bells and whistles that the larger operators do. And it's organizations like the CCSA that kind of brings everyone together, that's able to do the deals, that's able to bring companies like Adara in to help out.
Just to get us started, please tell me your name, your position, the company, and sort of an overview of what your company does and your role.
I'm Colin Howlett. I'm the Chief Technology Officer at Vecima. We at Vecima build infrastructure to make broadband better and to deliver services to customers at the end of the day. So we're proud to be a tier one supplier in the cable industry.
Nice. And with that, let's bridge to the conference we're at now. And the sort of operators, I'll call them, the people you get to network and socialize with here. What's your view of the values and the attributes of attending a conference like this?
I think it's fantastic to see firsthand and hear the problems and the challenges that they each have. This conference is unique as well because we know the large operators in Canada, there's three or four, but seeing this plethora of smaller operators, they're really community driven. They're hyper-local, they're focused on just their communities and seeing the problems and challenges. And then knowing that we're helping to deliver broadband into those areas where, you know, it's really a necessary function for customers at the end of the day. It's if you don't have it, you're left off to the side. And so seeing all these operators covering their communities, and then at the same time seeing what the other vendors are doing, seeing where technology is going, Sherry and the CCSA team have done a really good job of bringing great speakers to talk through the other challenges that these operators have. And they are unique. Getting that perspective, meeting them face to face, and especially as a Canadian vendor, a Canadian manufacturer in this industry, we know that these operators don't have teams of 100 behind them. They want it simple, they want it reliable, and they want it flexible. So that's something we're focused on. And also delivering this transition from traditional broadcast TV to the IP and streaming video world. We have a number of solutions. We're helping customers monetize the things that they're doing at the edge of the network, where maybe they can cache some of the content from long tail streaming services, share in some of the CDN revenue there. Those are interesting aspects that we're trying to bring into this market. We're working with a number of partners. We're very excited to see those come too.
Give me your name, your role, title, and the parts of the overall Fox business that you focus on.
My name is Matt Grimm, Senior Director of Distribution out of Los Angeles. I handle a lot of new entrants, new type of technologies, types of MVPDs that come into the space in the U.S. But largely what I'm doing is helping with our distribution of our signals outside of the U.S. In Canada, that means Fox Sports Racing, Big Ten Network, Fox News Channel, and Fox Business Network.
What's on your mind these days that maybe we haven't talked about yet that you would share with me or convey with me here at CCSA?
Well, I would just say relative to our business, we just did do a new deal with the CCSA that just was completed. So the members are going to see that roll out. And there's Fox Business is now a feature of that, of the four networks. And I think that's a top 10 network in the United States. So definitely an opportunity, I think, for CCSA members to pick up a good service there. The Big Ten Network, which is college, United States college athletics, but it's really now evolved to include a lot of international students and specifically hockey players coming down from Canada because of the change in the regs up here that allow junior hockey players to play inside NCAA. So I wanted people to understand that and trust Fox with the hockey coverage. We won't have any glowing pucks or anything like that. It should be a good season.
Technological advancement is coming at a rapid, exponential pace, making it imperative for independent operators to stay ahead of the game. The CCSA provides an essential service by bringing in dynamic speakers to address these shifts, particularly the generational challenge of AI. By attending, members learn how to use AI as a co-pilot and a blind spot spotter to identify overlooked areas in their business, customer understanding, or long-term planning, thereby ensuring their services remain relevant to the evolving needs of their local communities. How are CCSA members harnessing innovation now, and what do they see coming next?
So the landscape now and looking forward, as far as challenges, opportunities go, what are the key things that stand out to you as challenges or opportunities or look aheads at the industry?
Our industry evolves very quickly, so it's important to kind of stay ahead of the game if you can. It's going to be very interesting on how AI plays a role in the telecommunications, especially with television, and how that's going to play a role moving forward. So that would be something that I would keep an eye out for.
The service that you offer today may not be what's needed, what's necessary 10 years from now because things are changing so quickly. But can you in fact be using generative AI to help you with some of that forecasting?
My name is Ramona Pringle. I'm a professor at Toronto Metropolitan University. And I work in the space of creative innovation and supporting innovators and entrepreneurs as they adopt new technologies.
What are the key things that you would say to me is of interest to you in the coming year or two or three?
Well, I think that, certainly the topic of the day is AI when it comes to the technologies that are on the horizon for the stakeholders who are in this room to be using. You know, to a certain extent, I think people are aware that, you know, maybe it's things like predictive trends. Maybe it's understanding getting information about outages before they happen, or maybe it's customer service and customer service chatbots. Those are a lot of the ways that I think people are already quite familiar about these tools. but what about community engagement? What about innovation? What about, you know, understanding that the community is changing and there's all these newcomers, and so you need to be potentially translating into different languages, or you've got an older demographic, and so what you could be doing is using these tools to create step-by-step walkthroughs. All of these things that could make the lives and experiences of the people who are paying for your services, who keep you in business, better, to be able to sustain yourself. But ultimately, that all comes from you, because you have the expertise in your business. And I think that's one of the really exciting shifts with something like AI, is that you don't need to have the that technological knowledge.
So I'm the person at Nokia who is kind of up at the top of the flagpole and looking out at the horizon. So I spend my time looking at other industries and the advancements that they're making in new technology, and trying to understand how what's happening in those other industries affects how we need to be building our networks. I'm Leslie Shannon. I'm Nokia's head of trend and innovation scouting. I've been with Nokia for 25 years. I'm based in Silicon Valley. And the question, the main question that I'm starting to ask is, where does the computing sit when you actually have AI in almost everything that is, you know, that runs on electricity? And so does it make sense for the computing always to be in the end device, or could there, should there be a home for that computing somewhere in the network? But this is more than just thinking about or talking about the network edge. This is about thinking about turning the entire network end to end into vehicles for compute, and the potential for that to be a massive new monetization opportunity for our industry. And I think looking at Canada, actually, and how Canada tackles these new challenges is really going to be a model. It's something I'm looking for, as a model for how things can work in some other countries that are similar around the world.
Nice, thank you.
I'm Duncan Stewart. I work with Deloitte at the US TMT, which stands for Technology, Media, and Telecommunications Center. There, I'm co-author of our annual TMT Predictions Report, which we've been doing for about 25 years now, where we look at trends across tech, media, and telecom, and how they're going to apply to businesses. One of the things that's a bit unique about our predictions report is we always try to put a line in the sand. We try to actually make it about numbers. We make firm predictions that if we get wrong, people can say, ha, you were wrong. And if we get right, well, we brag horribly. There are a lot of companies in a lot of industries, including cable, and they are doing a lot of pilots around AI. And the phrase they often use is they are dipping their toes in the water. And I am going to make a point right here, which is nobody dips their toes in the water because they want wet toes. I am predicting right here, and I'll go on stage in a few minutes and say this, that a lot of companies are still at the pilot stage, and there's a lot of debate about what's the profit impact, what's the revenue impact, can I cut costs, what can I do more than cut costs. I think it's early to know if the toe dipping is going well yet, but I am predicting that they are doing these pilots because one day they're going to be more than pilots. AI will be the future of the cable industry, and it will be an important thing. Is there hype? Of course there's hype. But everything I see suggests that we are on a path towards more of it rather than pulling our toes back up and curling up on the sand and not going back in again.
The most profound advantage of CCSA membership is the strategic focus on resilience and long-term sustainability. The association encourages the members to stop working in it and start working on it, dedicating time to strategic growth and future-proofing their businesses. This includes investigating massive new opportunities like compute-first networking, and constantly ensuring that the core service, broadband, is focused on reliability, which is now the consumer's top priority. Ultimately, the CCSA helps small businesses address the reality that while change is inevitable, growth is optional.
My name is Darren Archbold. I am based out of San Diego, California, and I'm with Calix. I've been with them for 20 years now. My role currently is the Senior Vice President of Sales for the Americas. For Calix, that particularly means looking after all of the broadband service providers that are 200,000 lines and less across predominantly Canada and the United States.
What are the sort of challenges, opportunities that you and Calix see in the coming year or two?
Yeah, I mean, I think in the short term, there's a lot of uncertainty in sort of capital markets right now. Just tariffs are obviously, have been a challenge, particularly in the U.S.-Canadian relationship. We are really focused on how do we make sure that our customers can be successful in supporting the customers, the communities that they are trying to support. But I think there's a very different focus from the rural and, again, the municipal market than the big urban centers in terms of if I don't have digital access, it literally changes my way of life. And so we're very focused on how do we allow people to continue living the lifestyle they choose and have access to digital healthcare, and how do they have access to online education. And so we think about those big things from a future-proof perspective, making the investments in the community so that people can live the lifestyle that they choose.
For me, the solution going forward here is partnering, is active partnering, is working with these entities to actually draw them in so that we can actually control what happens. Because if we as an industry, the whole connectivity industry, don't actually start partnering with the data center guys, the ones who are doing all this computing, they're going to set up their stuff right next to us, like I said. And they'll run their stuff over our networks and we will not see anything other than increased traffic. The data center guys have these big data centers in really only a few places. We're the ones with the distributed networks that already have electricity, air conditioning, and real estate. We have already built the facilities that the localized computing can go into. And so, you know, we'd be fools not to take advantage of this. Power, space, and cooling are the currencies that are in demand right now, and we have all three.
The one thing I know to be true about associations, organizations, even small businesses, is that you need to remain relevant. Relevant to your customers, relevant to your stakeholders. And to do that, you need to be resilient. And in building resiliency, the key is to listen. Listening, learning, then making your plans to adapt and to change. So we will double down on what we know works and what works for our members. Then we will adapt as we need or course correct as we need going forward. The market is changing all around us. We know we have new entrants, new niche markets. We know that ad sales and customer preferences are changing. And do I have all the answers right off the top of my head? No, I think everybody is in the same circumstances right now as you're trying to build the new things as you need them or as you become aware of them. So the important thing is to listen, because as new information becomes available, that's when you have to be ready to adapt, change. It also helps to align yourself with strategic partners. So when there are folks that are like-minded, we do a lot of advocacy and we're going to strengthen up on that, because I think it's very important in the future as this change is happening around us to build an environment with, shape it with the policy and the regulations that will influence a competitive environment for our members and everybody else within the broadcasting sector. I think that's critical, because we have to have an environment that's sustainable for, you know, the next decade and beyond.
We've navigated the major challenges facing the independent operator, the shift in broadband priorities, the competitive necessity of content reaggregation through partnerships, and the strategic implementation of AI as a copilot. As we wrap up, the mandate is clear. Embrace the exponential pace of change, stay grounded in the human experience, and use the power of CCSA to turn new realities into long-term advantage.
I'm Craig Juner. I'm the SVP of Programming and Content Strategy at Blue Ant Media. Today, I'm in charge of our Canadian pay television services, our programming for our global FAST channels, all the original commissioning that we do out of Canada, the acquisitions, the research team, pretty broad portfolio. It's a really exciting time to be in this industry and just watching all the change. I mean, it's kind of incredible if you look back at the last 15 years or so since Netflix entered the Canadian market space and where we are today. I'm just excited about the future and the opportunities ahead.
My name is Joey Steffen. I'm the Director of Distribution and Business Development at AMC Networks. Primarily handle the distribution and agreements for all of our linear networks and streaming services in both the U.S. and Canadian markets.
What is it that you gain from and seek when you attend this particular conference?
So, you know, even though the U.S. and Canadian borders are very close, it's always very interesting coming up here and getting some real in-depth insight and market analysis into specifically the Canadian market and some research highlights that I don't necessarily get in the U.S. It's just really interesting and insightful for me while I do deals up here.
How can I do all this, not with less people, but how can I do more things, grow our services? How can I use AI to make space for what matters most to my team, to my community? How can I improve life for my customers? And how can I enrich my community? What is my role in the community as things change so rapidly? How can this help me think beyond those blind spots that I've got? Because as we know, change is inevitable, but it's growth that is optional.
Stop thinking only like a telco or a cable provider. Start thinking like an opportunity seizer. The market is changing around all of us, and AI is a massive opportunity for us all. And I hope that we as an industry have the courage to take this opportunity.
This is CART, the podcast, a Momentum podcast.